All right, Tyrone and Donegal meeting again this weekend, this time at under 16 in the Buncrana Cup final. And again, of course, all rivals in this competition.
Yeah, Tom, I suppose the two counties probably that set the benchmark at this level, really. And I know Derry and Monaghan got to a final there a couple of years ago, but generally it is Donegal and Tyrone going back over the last 10 or 15 years. I suppose at the start of this decade, Tom, I think Donegal won two or three in a row. Tyrone have kind of come back stronger again then over the last couple of years, and they defeated Donegal last season in the Buncrana Cup final, and the same team has played in the under 17 minor championship last week, and Tyrone were big winners. So it looks like that it does carry through from under 16 to under 17 and then Fuller on. So, you know, I suppose the fact that Donegal have reached the final here is a good sign. But, you know, from a Donegal perspective, you know, Tyrone are starting to get the upper hand on us. And you would have just liked to see maybe a victory for Donegal to maybe get one back on them and get things on track again.
Yeah, because it probably does set the tone, I suppose, and probably is a benchmark as to where we're at in terms of underage. And I suppose the under 16s have carried the flag well this year under Rory Kavanagh. Good wins in the competition so far.
Yeah, well, like, you know, Rory Kavanagh was, I suppose, probably a surprising appointment, Tom, at the start of the year, but he's put in a lot of work, and, you know, the team have done very well. They were very convincing winners over Down in their first game, and then against Armagh, you know, it wasn't as impressive, but they still only conceded 3 points, which is, you know, a really strong defensive effort. And then the Buncrana Cup semi-final, we played Monaghan. That was a good, tight encounter for three-quarters of the game, and it could have went either way. Donegal pulled through then in the last 15 minutes, got a couple of goals and won well. But, you know, that victory will serve them well. I suppose it's probably no great preparation to be hammering teams all along the way, and, you know, to have a good competitive match in the semi-final will hopefully stand to them.
Mm. And just talk to me a little about the team. What do you make of it?
Yeah, it seems to be a good team. Now, Rory has rotated a bit during the championship, you know, so he's changing about a bit. But there's four under 17 panelists in this team as well. Selin Rooney from Eirua, Dahi Roberts, the goalkeeper from Gweedore, Jamie Grant from Termon, and Eric Carr from Neave Columba. So Rory will be looking for those lads to, you know, to provide that extra bit of leadership. They've been playing at a higher standard this year, and that should stand to them. You've got Jack Gallagher from Glenswilly. He is the team captain. He plays centre half back. I was up last week watching St Union's College in the Trainer Cup final, and he was very impressive. And he looks a real kind of rock there at the centre of the centre of the defence. There's a couple other good players. There's a couple of Downies men in the team. One player called Johnny McGruddy, Tom. He's a brother of Shannon McGruddy. He plays for the Donegal ladies team, and he is a really, really talented footballer.
Top class forward.
Off his right foot and off his left foot. There's another half-back called Owen de Burka from Gweedore that I've seen play over the last couple of years. Great engine on him, Tom. So they have plenty of potential. There's another big full forward, Luke Doherty from Oris, kind of a traditional style full forward. And then they've got a midfield pairing of Kieran Dunleavy from Glenswilly and Owen Dowling from St Union's. And they've been doing well in there as well. So, you know, they look to be a well-balanced team, but, you know, Tyrone will provide plenty of stern opposition, I'm sure.
And tell me, what do we know of Tyrone? They came runners-up to Monaghan, didn't they, in their group stage?
Yeah, they were perhaps a little bit slower coming through the group stages than Donegal. As such, you know, they beat Fermanagh by 3 points, and they drew with Monaghan, and I suppose maybe you're looking at those results and saying, you know, they didn't really catch fire. But in the semi-final then, they annihilated Derry and they hammered them out the gate. So you're looking at that and saying maybe they're coming with a lot of momentum. We're told that Peter Canavan is part of their management team. So, you know, Tyrone have this tendency of getting their former stars involved, their teams, and it works for them. Michael McLeanan, who'd be the son of the Cavan senior manager, Matty McLeanan, he's playing midfield for this team. Now, he was under 17 team last week against Donegal, and he was really, really impressive. He's a huge frame for the middle of the field. And, you know, I was speaking to a couple of people this week, and they're shocked that he's actually still under 16. So, you know, Donegal are really going to have their hands full trying to deal with him. And there's another corner forward, Danny Fullerton. He was kicking frees last week for the Tyrone under 17 team, and he is still eligible as well. So by the looks of things, Tyrone are going to be very strong here.
Yeah. So as we said at the outset, the big change this year, I suppose, really is that we're getting full 60-minute games, as before it was, what, 20, 25-minute games in previous years.
Yeah, it was kind of perhaps a strange format over the last couple of years. You know, you were playing the semi-final and the final on the same day, and I suppose maybe in essence that kind of comes down to maybe who is the more fitness about them, and you know, who is the fella that can go again just a couple of hours later. Whereas this format, I think it works better, and you know, it probably gives the younger players more of a feel of what it's like to represent their county. You know, last year's final was 25 minutes each way, you know, which is obviously a good period of time, you know, but that extra 5 or 5 minutes and a half makes a big difference too, Tom. Like, you know, so, you know, I think it's a better feel for what inter-county football is with this current format.
And in light of what happened last weekend with the under-17s, a lot of eyes will be on this weekend's game to determine if we're slipping and we're falling behind Tyrone again.
Yeah, there certainly will be, Tom. It's probably a hard one to judge. You know, you're wondering, had Tyrone slipped away for a couple of years to allow Donegal to come up, or had Donegal just raised their game considerably with a couple of very impressive teams? You know, the thing is about Tyrone, we've seen it, their footballers are really, really classy, and they're coming through. You know, they're obviously working a lot on their basic skills. You know, and are Donegal putting in that same work? I would say they are under Rory Cavanagh, certainly are. You know, and, like, they have put in an awful lot of work this year, and hopefully that stands them this week, and hopefully they can put in a big performance at the Scarvey and get their hands on the Buncrana Cup, because it's been 5 years since we've won it, and you know, it would be good to see that trophy come back to Donegal again.
And finally, before we let you go, all county league action, obviously in all divisions again this weekend, without the county players, limited program because of Camorta Spell and the Gaeltacht and Downings in Division One. Nevertheless, three important games, certainly two very important games at the bottom end of the table: Clonakilty versus Éireann, and your own club Milford at home to Dunloe.
Yeah, I suppose the way it is with the starred fixtures this year, Tom, kind of there's that little mini league towards the bottom. Those teams are all kind of playing each other over the next 5 or 6 weeks, and that's going to determine who's in pole position to stay up and who's in pole position to go down. I suppose there's a really big contest in Falkara on Sunday, Clonakilty against Éireann, and that's two teams that came up last year, and you know, they both settled reasonably well into it, particularly Clonakilty, who have you know, have got some very good points. You know, a draw on Glenties last week, a draw against St Michael's. You know, I suppose they would like to get wins, but you know, those points and to be chipping away against the so-called bigger teams, you know, it's really impressive, and other teams will take note. Éireann going into this game off the back of two victories, you know, if they could get another third one this week, you know, it would be a huge lift for them. So it's going to be a big game there. Milford and Dunloe are going head-to-head in Moyleview Park. Milford got back on track last week with a good win against Glen Swilly, you know, and they'll be hoping to get another victory. Dunloe, Tom, you know yourself down there, they're struggling there a bit at the minute. You know, they haven't got any points yet, and they're losing games. You know, they're not really even in contention for games at the minute. So they'll be coming needing 2 points, and they got 2 points in Moyleview Park last year, and they'll be thinking there's no reason why they can't do it again. There was only a point between them when the sides met in the Gaeltacht earlier in this year, so it should be a tight game. The other game in Division 1 is St Unans against St Michael's. St Unans seem to be going reasonably well under Max and Curran. You know, they're not maybe putting up huge score lines, but they're going reasonably well and showing good form. St Michael's, you know, without their county man, can they do it? Perhaps you'd have to fancy the Letterkenny men in that game, Tom.